Have you ever had a stressful day? Many people do in the course of their daily lives. And on these high-pressure days, they might find themselves searching for a sugary snack. Perhaps this is the part of our daily routine, or perhaps on this particular day, their self-control is a bit low and they feel compelled to take a sugar hit.
Oh, yeah. Where's that cake?
For those of you who are not using that tone, talking to yourself, or finding yourself a little stressed out and find it really hard to resent the temptation of grabbing something to eat, it's not your fault. Actually, according to scientific research, when we become stressed, our bodies enter the fight or flight mode.
Or eat mode, apparently. Fight, flight, or just sit down and eat.
See, when you wanted to fight, you need to prepare yourself. So the body releases certain chemicals to your blood, making sure that the energy into the blood to provide energy for muscles. However, if we don't use that energy, our body then releases insulin to make the blood pressure level drop. And when that level drops, you feel hungry. So basically, when you're stressed, your body is trying to fight that. And later on, found out it's hard to fight physically and more energy restored in your body as weight put on.
This makes so much sense because I go to the gym and I swear these guys are the most stressed out dudes in the world. They're like, you know, because they're constantly eating all the time and working out and their bodies are feeling like they're preparing for something.
So if you think about
it. Or maybe it's just me and my carrot cake.
Oh, see, when Ryan's stressed out, he tends to go to hit the gym to release that pressure. That's a good way to go.
I hit the carrot
cake. But recently,
the chocolate.
Pretty hard.
Yeah, recently carrot cake went into Ryan's life, tried to release.
It's pretty good relationship, actually.
Yeah, and you love the carrot cake, and that's why being stressful might help you gain some weight.
But did you just say I gained weight? Oh my! No. First of all, thank you for saying it's not my fault because I totally agree. Carrot cake is there on the menu when I'm looking at my Sherpa's app, and it's not my fault. I can't say no. It's a good deal. So it just has to be ordered, and when it comes, I see it, and I eat it. None of that's my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
Thank you, doctors.
But
I knew it.
If you want to resist the temptation, maybe in the future you can find some other ways to release your stress.
Nah, carrot cake's pretty good.
What's a less fattening, stress-busting technique?
One I can think of particular is to hit the gym. You hit the gym all the time.
Don't you find that very relaxing? I do, but some guys are... You know, the gym's an interesting place. There's a lot going on there. Testosterone, stressed outness, and then me eating carrot cake.
Yeah, and you can also go gardening or mindfulness or other activities that you can enjoy.
I've heard gardening is, like, really good.
Yeah, but you need to have a garden, which I don't. There's no way I can release my stress that way. So maybe you'll try to sleep a little bit more.
Apparently, that helps, too.
And if you sleep a lot, maybe you'll consume less, calories. Not to say that in front of your very eyes, Ryan Price.
Oh, my God.